Oh, it's for online storybooks. I have to admit, if we talked about storybooks in class, I don't remember talking about it. Actually, when Alec posted the summary of learning videos, I clicked on one, and one was a person who made a storybook for their summary of learning, and that's what inspired me to do one. So they use Storybird, and I first went to that, and I tried using it. But I had some issues with it, and I couldn't really get it to work well. So I stopped using that. And then I Googled online storybooks, and then I saw a TikTok. So I clicked on that, and I started using it. And I was like, oh, this is great. I'm really enjoying this. And then I went to upload a picture, and then they said, you have to pay. And then I said, no, thank you. So I went back to Google because Google solves every problem ever. And I found StoryJumper. I find StoryJumper, it's easy to use, and I really like that you can have recordings over the pages like I'm doing right now. You can upload pictures. So I'm really glad I found it, and I recommend it to anybody. Because it's free and I found it really easy to use, and I think it's making my summary of learning really coming together. So that's online storybooks. That's all I have for O.